Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Blog Talk Radio, the Coach LaLisa Show. We are just less than a week away, or a little bit more than a week away, from one of the greatest celebration days of the year. A day that everyone loves, though we understand that not all the time is the right reason for the season, but nonetheless, it is such a time where the atmosphere gets saturated, especially for believers, with the love of Christ. Because even though we know it's not his physical birthday, but it is a day that we have attributed to his birthday. And so for that, we know he was born, and for that we give God honor, praise, and glory. Well, welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. I am Coach LaLisa. I'm excited that you're here today. Oh, wow. Well, you know, whatever you left on your plate yesterday, today is a new day. Start afresh. Start new. Our topic for today, health, healing, and happiness. Health, healing, and happiness. You know, we're getting ready for 2011. And before we get there, we want to address all the major areas of our lives, relationship, family, health, finances, our mental states, our spiritual life. We want to have everything laid out on the table, addressed and looked at. Because if we don't look at it, if we try to just sweep it under the rug, it's not going to go away. So you know what? We're going to just deal with it right here and right now and position ourselves for the great an awesome life that God wants us to live. Now, today I have a very, very, very special treat for you. I want to tell you about an awesome event that is going to be happening this Saturday. If you're anywhere in or around the New Jersey region, you definitely want to make your way to this event, and then we have other events to tell you about as well. But this is a very, very special event, and I believe that we have someone on the line who also is going to talk to you about the event. I'm not sure, but if you are on the line as I begin to talk about the event and you want to share further about it, just raise your hit your number one button, and that will raise your hand and let me know that you are ready. But before I talk about that, I just, again, want to remind you of our topic today: health, healing, and happiness. They go together. We got to talk about it. And there are some steps to getting our health in order. I mean, think about it like this. What if you're praying to God for more finances? What if you're praying, what if you're single and you desire to be married, so you're praying for a husband or a wife, or you're praying for a better this or a better that? But without health, you won't enjoy it. Without health, you won't even have it for a long time. So we got to get healthy. We have to do it. There is a big, big, big problem in our society as it relates to health. It's a humongous problem. As a matter of fact, I happen to have statistics that say that the health industry is reaching about a trillion dollars. It's a $1 trillion industry. Not a million, not a billion, but a trillion. That's what a T, tiara. Trillion, that's a lot of money. That's a lot. And you know what? And we're going to talk about that later, but let me tell you about this special, special, special event, because I want to give time to that. But I also want to welcome each and every person to the call this morning. Welcome to our guests in the chat room. Welcome to Miss Lisa Marie. Good morning, good morning. To our other guests, welcome, good morning to Miss Tina. Welcome to Miss Patricia, Miss Hope Harper out there. Cincinnati, getting those clothes cleaned and pressed and got people looking fine in their clothing and feeling great. Welcome to Miss Alicia. Welcome to Elaine and all of you who are going to tune into the show. Welcome, a shout out to my good friend who is recovering from surgery in Cleveland, Ohio, Miss Denise. God bless you. Welcome to those of you who are at work and you're listening, but you can't say anything because you're on the phones or you're doing a job where you can only listen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We want you to be healthy. I need to be there. You need to be there. We want to live long, prosperous lives, and we want to do our body right. We want to do our body. You know, these bodies have to carry us and take us to where we're going. But we want to get healthy, we want to feel happy, and we want to live right. Now, let me tell you about this special, special event. It's a concert. How many of y'all like music? Raise your hand if you like music. Yay, yay, yay. How about this? How about if you love to hear the violin? I'm telling you, there's a young lady who graduated from Harvard University. This young woman is dynamic, and you can go and check her out on the internet. She has a website. She's also on Facebook. Her name is Kirsten Stevens. That's K-E-R-S-T-E-N Stevens. And some of you remember her from this event that she did back on Mother's Day. Some of you remember her from the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference in July. Because then that's where I met her, was Mother's Day at an event in Teaneck at a church when there was a gospel concert, and she was one of the performers there. And I said, oh, yes, we have to use this young lady. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And then she was at our Releasing Her Inner Power. Dynamic. Oh, let me tell you, she was phenomenal. Well, she's going to be there performing. The concert is being held this Saturday, December the 18th. doors will open at 6:30 p.m. The concert will start at 7. Get your seat where? Oh, I'm glad you asked. At the True Servant Worship and Praise Church, located right there at 2630 South Broad Street in Hamilton, New Jersey. The concert is entitled Christmas with the Jenkins Brothers and Friends. Yes, and Kirsten is also performing. The Bishop, you can definitely get to this concert. Guess what? It is absolutely free. It is absolutely free. I'm telling you, it is going to be awesome. If I was you, Saturday, the doors open at 6:30. 6:30. Awesome, awesome, awesome. You may want to get there. Bishop and First Lady Jenkins, they want you there. You can check out this awesome, awesome pastor and his beautiful First Lady. You can get down there. You can definitely, oh my God, I know they are going to have some kind of time. And you definitely want to be a part of this awesome, awesome, awesome church, True Servant Worship and Praise Church, that was founded in 1996 by Pastor E. Earl Jenkins. This is a church as a product of a visionary. He's very strong and very passionate about personal growth, education and development, and family stabilization. Pastor Jenkins started his journey in ministry as a renowned musician and singer. He, along with his brother, Elder Carl Jenkins, traveled the country as the dynamic and anointed gospel singing duo. So some of you may be familiar with the Jenkins brothers. But in 1995, he obeyed the command of God and left a corporate America to embark upon a God-appointed business venture where the Jenkins Brothers Music Development Center. The pair launched the music center with only a one-room office and a small studio. Talk about humble beginnings. They grew into what is currently the church where it's located at 2630 South Broad Street in Hamilton, New Jersey. Well, I don't know about you, but I want to make my way there. Let me tell you, this sounds phenomenal. After 7 years of successfully operating the school, God commanded Pastor Jenkins to go to the next level in ministry by starting a church. He, along with his wife, the children, and immediate family, formed True Servant Worship and Praise Center. How awesome is that? As God has predestined the church, it was housed in the same location as the music school. Miraculously, Bishop Jenkins moved out of the one-room office to occupy the entire building. Look at God. Wow. Amen. Amen. Of several times the miraculous steps fortified God. That's what I'm talking about. Miracles, y'all. Miracles do happen. The center was later renamed True Servant Worship and Praise Church as part of the Bishop's Elevation in 2005. Wow. From the beginning, the church was based on the premise of praise and worship. You don't get no better than that. Which came naturally to Bishop Jenkins and Elder Jenkins, who currently serves as the Minister of Music. The love for praise and worship was not only driving force behind Jenkins' passion for God, serving his people through empowerment and encouragement to live a holy, righteous, and prosperous life caught the attention of many, and most importantly, God. For this reason, the church has grown from a few family members to reaching the community at large. You can find more about Pastor and Bishop Jenkins and First Lady Jenkins on their website, True Servant Church, TrueServantChurch.org. They have television. Wow, they have have a lot going on. Music, oh, wow. Yeah, we definitely want to check them out. I want to check them out. They have a singles ministry, a youth ministry. They have a women's ministry. They have men's ministry. Oh, fitness, there you go, what we're just talking about. Getting healthy, performing arts and the media. Yeah, I'm making my way down there. I got to find out more about this church, y'all. That's what I'm talking about, to really be a true blessing to the body of Christ. Now, I'm not sure if anyone from the church is online. I believe Alicia is online, the person who did tell me about this event, and this is also her church. And she, if she's online, or if Bishop Jenkins is online, please, you're welcome to hit your number one key, and I will open up your phone line. If you're not able to do that, we will certainly understand. But again, this Saturday, when? December 18th. What time? 7 p.m., but the doors open at 6:30. Concert that is free. This is free. There's no cover charge. You're going to have Christmas with the Jenkins brothers and friends. And Kirsten Stevens will also be performing. I know it's going to be an awesome, awesome high time in the Lord. Praise and worship going forth. It sounds like an awesome, awesome event in Hamilton, New Jersey, 2630 South Broad Street. I definitely want to be there. I want to be there. And you ought to want to be there. That's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, we also will remind you again tomorrow about this wonderful event. I thank them for informing me about it, because it does sound like a fantastic place to be. Now I'm going to talk for a minute about our health. What are we doing with our health? I was on a website. I did some research looking for some solutions to some of our problems, and I came across a website that basically said that, simply put, what people like that are asking is how to feel better and live longer, okay? People are asking all over the place, how can I live better? How can I live longer? How can I live more healthy? How many of you have asked yourself that question? I want to live better. I want to live healthier, right? Well, here's the problem. We're asking that all the while we're doing things that are literally killing ourselves. And you may say, okay, hold up, Coach Lalisa. That's not true. How in the world is that happening? By what we eat. Do you know that the majority of our health problems stem from what we eat? I mean, really, outside of being born with some health condition, and we never know how much of that was based on what the person who was feeding us while we were in the womb was eating. But do you realize that 90% of our health problems come from the food we eat versus the air that we're breathing? That also has an impact on health problems. Some of you know even secondhand smoke and other chemicals and things that are in the air can help to destroy our breathing, help to destroy the reproducing ability of our cells. Do you know our cells are supposed to reproduce themselves so that they can keep our organs healthy and strong? All of our organs are made up of cells that need to be reproducing themselves to keep us healthy. Every system that we have, our digestive system, our regulatory system, our respiratory system, all these systems in our body have a function to help us stay healthy, be happy. See, when we're unhealthy, depression can set in. And once depression sets in, there's our happiness right there out the window. When we're unhealthy and we have to spend a lot of time in the hospital, there is our happiness sometimes drained from us. Healing, our body is supposed to be able to heal itself. The foods that God has put here on the earth to help us heal, most of us, including including me, as if, you know, hey, I was outside of that. No, we don't eat healthy. Let's face it. We don't eat foods that heal us. We don't do the things that heal us. Now, everybody knows, not everybody, but most people know that one of the key healing elements that one can do is getting rest. So I know for a fact I am not doing all that I can to provide healing and health for myself, because without healing, how healthy am I really? And if I don't get the proper rest, how can my body even heal itself from the day-to-day ailments? Our organs need to get rest so that they can work properly. My sister is into fitness. She does aerobics, and she used to teach an aerobics class. I have another sister that's into health and healing, and she's actually written a book about it, The Epistle of Healing. I mentioned it before. If you want to get a copy, just email me. We got to do this, y'all. We know that, and I thank God for Minister Patricia Martin, who was at our retreat on Saturday talking about getting out of debt. Why? If we're going to kill ourselves with the way we eat, why are we doing all these great things and wanting to work for the Lord and be in ministry? We want to start businesses. We want to grow them. Why? If we're going to kill ourselves with food, we have to stop it. Now, we got to eat right. We got to sleep right. Got to find a way. We got to make it happen. I'm going, this for 2011, I know we don't like to set all these New Year's resolutions, but guess what? Some of them we better set if we want to make it through 2011. And that's our health. So our bodies can heal. So that we can be happy and spread the joy and the love. If we're not happy, how can we make other people around us happy? And so, you know, we got to take deep breaths. Get that breath, get that into our lungs. We have to exercise. Eat properly. Eat foods that help us to heal. Get proper rest. Stop worrying about things. I mean, again, it really makes no sense. You know, to want to go to the doctor, get all of these prescriptions that the doctor may prescribe to us for some healthy reason, right? But yet not change our habits. Our habits are suicidal. We need to stop. We gotta stop. We gotta find a way. We can no longer ignore this. We can no longer say that we're going to work on finances, we're going to work on our spiritual self, we're going to work on our family and our relationships. We can no longer do this, but not eating properly and getting the proper rest, exercising properly. You know, here are some things that they say. I mean, at the minimum, we must get good health. We have to do this. It is God's desire that we be in health. He said, I want that you prosper and be in good health. He wants us to be healthy. He says, I want you to have life and to have it more abundantly. How can you have it more abundantly if we're not healthy? And here's the thing. Research. I went to a medical conference. Hope was there. Hope you were there in Cincinnati. We were at the library. I believe that was a library in Coryville. The doctors were there. The health experts were there. They laid it out. Dr. Robinson was his name. Dr. Kenneth Robinson. Pretty well known in the Cincinnati area. He laid it out. He said that he's been a doctor for years. As a matter of fact, Dr. Sheila Sistrunk is the person who helped coordinate that, along with another woman along with Miss Stephanie, used to be Logan, as she has a different name now, they helped to coordinate that event. The doctor said that about 90% of our health problems come from the foods we eat. And the problem is that our intestines is where a lot of the major illnesses, whether it be cancer, sugar diabetes, high blood pressure, and so many others, start in our intestines. That right there tells us it's about the food that we eat. We got to eat right. We can no longer give our money to these individuals who could care less about our health. Whatever favorite restaurant you have, whatever favorite store that you're going to eat at, it doesn't matter. They care less about our health. That's okay. That's what they're in business to do. But it's up to you and it's up to me to care more about our health. So for one, I know Minister Patricia was talking on Saturday about how for 6 months or something like that, let's dedicate that time to doing something different for the new year. And I'm saying, let's dedicate, let's just see if 1 year can make a difference. If we don't like it, we can go back in 2012. But let's see if one solid year can make a difference in our health. For 1 year, starting January 1, let's just do it different. If that means eating all fruits and vegetables, let's do it. Let's go on and grin and bear it, okay? We don't like salad. It's just bland. It just tastes nasty. And we don't like anything that we can't put a lot of condiments on, mustard, the salad dressing, mayonnaise, ketchup, all that stuff. Okay, we know it's going to not taste good. We already know that. So let's go on and prepare our minds. We're doing all this other mind-altering, mind-changing stuff we've been talking about for the past several months right here on Blog Talk Radio. We've been talking about changing our perspective. We've been talking about thinking big. Well, that's big thinking right there, getting healthy, not just because we want to lose weight, but that will be a byproduct. It's not about losing weight. It's about living healthy, healed, and happy. A lot of the sicknesses that we get because our body cannot properly get rid of the toxins that enter our system. Our organs are working. Most of us, they're working at about 50%. Now think about that. Just look at your car for a second. Just think about it. Let's look at the car because most people understand a car. Just imagine if your car was only operating at 50%. How far could you get? As a matter of fact, you probably wouldn't even chance it. You'd call for a ride because you wouldn't get out on the highway with a car that you only trusted 50% of that. You could do anything with that car. I'm right there with you. I understand. This is a big, big problem. It's not some little issue. This is a big, major, major problem. I go to church just like the next person. I'm up shouting, dancing, moving around, excited. But then I come home and fill my body with stuff that is suicidal. Or I'm not getting my proper rest, so my organs cannot rebuild themselves. The spine, the mind, our organs need rest. The heart needs rest. God rested. We got to rest. I got to rest. Maybe you're resting. Great. Maybe you're resting. Great. But are you eating properly? Maybe you're eating properly. And maybe you're resting. But are you getting enough sunlight? Are you getting out to get some pure air? Are you getting enough exercise? Do you get enough laughter? Do you know there's endorphins that are released in our bodies as we laugh? Wholesome, worry-free, worry-free? And then are we drinking enough water? Water is key. It's essential to our cells. It helps to get rid of some of the toxins that are in our system. It's nature's way of working in concert with God to heal us. Not only does it cleanse us on the outside, but it cleanses us on the inside. It could be a great way to keep down disease. Are we getting enough water? So in 2011, we're going to talk about, we got to do this. Let's try it. Let's just try it for 1 year. Again, if we don't like it, we can always go back to the same old thing. But let's see if we feel better. Let's see if we have more energy. Let's see if the thing that is draining our energy is not caused by the foods that we eat and the lack of rest. Rest and healthy eating. Helping our bodies to heal. Helping our bodies to heal. Let's get some healing here. Let's be happier for 2011. Let's be an example to others who is watching us. If we have children, they are watching us. Elaine Haskins has a program called Fit for the Kingdom. Some of us are dying to get God to use us in the kingdom. Literally, we're begging God, use me, use me, use me. And he's like, well, I guess I better hurry up, because if the way you're eating, there may not be much time left. It's not the enemy's fault. The enemy is not making us pick up those fried foods that are highly saturated with fats, all kinds of. We're going to bring another expert on to talk about this. I have some people lined up to come on the show as we close out this year and get ready for healthy. Let's just try a one-year program. If it doesn't work, if in 2012 we don't have fewer visits to the hospital and fewer days that we're in our beds and fewer times when we're feeling drained and unhappy, if we're not able to quickly recover from setbacks and instances where we are, when we do get sick, then we can just go back to eating any old thing. But let's try for a year eating the things that, because we've gotten used to these other foods, and our bodies have built up a tolerance now to like only the stuff that's non-healthy. But we got to make a change. So I'm going to open up the phone line, caller 908. You're on the air with Coach Lalisa. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning, Minister Lalisa. This is Minister Pat.
Good morning. And you're calling from?
Hillside, New Jersey.
Wonderful. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. I'm glad I tuned in this morning because you know that I'm doing the, you know, you were speaking and you were telling everyone for the new year, me and another couple of ladies over, we're getting together and we're going to do giving God the best real 6 months of your life. And as I was listening to you, I added one more thing to my list, which I did not have on that list, which is my health. And eating healthy and getting the rest. And so I just got up and I added that to my list. Because I was sitting here as you were talking, I'm thinking, well, I'm talking about purpose and how we're going to get to our destination and how we're going to do all these things. And then, and without our help, in fact, we won't be able to do any of these things. You know, because then it focuses, half of what we're eating also has to do with our minds and the way we think. And see, like me, I'm a junk food eater. I'm a Pepsi Coca-Cola drinker. Not too much of a water drinker. And so now for the year 2011, I've added that to my list that I'm going to cut back on the junk food and try to cut down on the Pepsis and drink more water and eating a little bit more healthier than what I've been eating. Now, I do find that since I have cut down some and I find that I feel a little better. but I need to do better. And so that's why I thank God for going to the conference on Saturday and doing the exercise with Miss Elaine. And I do have to get that CD because I came back home and wanted to demonstrate it to my daughter. I couldn't even remember the set. But it's just such a joy, you know, to know that we can exercise without killing ourselves, because she didn't kill us. It was just a little praise worship type thing, and it was fun. It was really fun. So, yeah, for 2011, I'm definitely going to add that to my list, my health, because I, you know, due to the high blood pressure, I don't need to be drinking a lot of soda, eating a lot of salt and all that stuff anyway. So I definitely need to work on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the thing is, this it's up to us. It's up to us.
Yeah.
We have to take control of this. We cannot pretend that this is outside of our realm of control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one controls the way we eat but us. We have to make decisions to do it differently. We should be drinking at least eight ounce glasses of water a day. That's what just the base body requirements to keep our organs and our cells growing and reproducing and functioning properly.
Yeah. You know, because I'm
getting sunlight.
Yeah, we know that. Right. Yeah, we make the kids eat right, and we teach the kids how to eat. But we as adults are not doing what we're teaching most of the time.
And sometimes we're not even teaching our children. I see little kids in McDonald's. Are you kidding? Most of us are not even eating. Most of us are not teaching our children to eat right. Are we taking them to McDonald's and the KFC, and we're giving them fried chicken, fried pork chops? Are you kidding? Most of us are not teaching our children properly.
Mm-hmm.
And then we throw them a bag of, give them some grapes every now and again. I'm sorry. Not cutting it.
Throw them in a bag and say, here, this is your snack, right?
Right. Hello.
Yeah.
We're helping building them an automatic system of unhealthy eating that they will get adapted to, and they will not, and it will be hard for them to change later.
Yeah.
But for the parents who are, and you're correct, there are a lot of parents who do teach their children to eat properly. You're right.
Yeah. My kids, they love broccoli, which I don't, you know, I don't care for it. But because we don't care for something, and we don't like something, and it's one thing I do not do, because I don't like something, I don't buy it for my kids. I cook it for them. Because they like it. Because we have the tendency of, because I don't like it, I'm not going to cook it. You know, but we can't do that. You know, we have to satisfy.
Right.
You know, well. And they may be helping to save some of these things. Because I'm the type of person, I'll look at something and I won't eat it. And people say, are you sure you're from the South? Yes, I was born and raised in the South. Come to the city until I was 20-something years old. But, you know, because I was to eat a lot of things down south that I didn't like. So now I won't eat it because a lot of times I was, you know, shoved in my mouth or forced to eat. You know, but I don't push that on my children. You know, I cook it, they eat it, and they love it, and I fix it for them.
But here's the thing. We want to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
The foods we eat break down the tissue in our body.
Mm-hmm.
Body, our organs are made up of tissues and cells. When they're not healthy, it doesn't matter broccoli that we throw in every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
The one little people say, well, I eat oatmeal. Well, good. I'm glad you do. But if you're eating oatmeal for breakfast and fried chicken for lunch and dinner, you may as well not have eaten the oatmeal.
Not have eaten, right. Right. Right.
Because here's the thing. We're fine, as long as we're fine, but over time, you know what? There was a lady the other day, she was, she had to go to the hospital. Her sugar diabetes level was so high, or whatever they call it, and she had to be hospitalized. And the doctors are saying, you know,
90% of all of these health ailments are based on what we... And you may have been born with this, but guess what? It got worse because of our diet. We've got to get that.
Yes.
The diet. I talked to a pharmacist who works doctors, and I asked him, why is it that doctors prescribe so much medicine to people? And he said, when you go to the doctor, he says that the doctor will weigh you. And what the doctor will do is, when the doctor weighs you, right there they see that you haven't changed your eating habits, more than likely. This is what the, this is what the pharmacist told me. And he said, therefore, the doctor is going to, whatever ailment you got, high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, whatever, they're going to automatically prescribe you a higher dose. Anyway, hold on, I got another call. Let me take this call. And hold on a second. Caller 513, you have a comment or a question. You're on the air.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Coach. Good morning. I was just thinking about what you were saying about the organs and the tissues. And because the organs and tissues are live, one thing that we can do that is beneficial besides the water is to drink, is to eat live foods like lettuce and roughage, and not always cooking your broccoli and carrots, but just eating, cleaning them and eating them fresh like that, because you want to every day eat something live. And one of the things you can eat that is live is roughage, like lettuce. So that was all. I just wanted to call in and add that to your health tips.
Wow. Yeah. Oh,
wonderful, wonderful. And thank you. I'm going to put Hope back on. On mute because I know she's at work and the dry cleaners and the press machine goes whoosh, and anyway, but she's working hard, y'all. But you're right. Roughage. When my brother, when he died of colon, he had colon cancer, and when he got diagnosed with this, when they rushed him to the hospital, and he actually died 2 years later, and this was in 2008. I went online and I looked up what. You know, he was already there in the hospital. They had already diagnosed him. So I went online and I looked up what caused the thing. And look yourself. Go online and look it up yourself. What causes cancer and the colon cancer? Talks about these polyps. On the intestines and what causes that? And again, it's the fat buildup. Look at what causes heart attack, stroke. When the arteries are clogged, how does our arteries get clogged with fat? Think about this. I had some oil, right? And if I take that oil and I sit it inside my system, inside the refrigerator, and that oil gets cold, what happens after a while? It gets hard. It won't move. Imagine if that system, and it won't move. It's stuck there. Now, if it's stuck there, it can block some things. It can block the flow of oxygen. It can block the flow of blood. You know, oxygen is carried to our heart. We need oxygen. Sitting in front of the sun, not for long periods of time, but sun, if to our oxygen, our plants. You know, we got to get this right. We got to do it right. We can make no excuses. No more, even if I eat it, God knows my heart, and he'll help me. Well, but he created us to help ourselves. We're not to test God and say, well, I'll just keep on doing it wrong because, God will help me. Yes, he will help us.
Yeah.
But he's got to help ourselves and do what's right.
Mm-hmm.
When we know what's right, why don't we just do it? Because here's what we're telling God. We're telling God, God, I know what's right over here, but I won't do what's right over there. That's not right. We've got to do it in all those areas. The financial area, the mental health area, the emotional area, relationship area, and our eating. We may be slim, but that doesn't mean we're eating properly. There are slim people get every ailment that overweight people get. There's no difference. There's no difference. We have to do it. Why don't we just cut out the things that we know are bad for us? Don't worry, I'm going to have Miss Anjanette or Miss Adrian come online. These people have studied this. Miss Adrian has gone all the way to Japan to big health symposiums. She's going to come on and tell us. She's going to run down the foods that are unhealthy. She's going to tell you examples of what, if we eat these foods, what we can expect to have. And just because we don't see it yet doesn't mean it won't show up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why give the enemy an opportunity to destroy us with something? We have total, listen to me, we have 100% control. We can't control what other people do to us. So if I meet somebody and they take advantage of me or they abuse me of some sort, you know, I may not have a lot of control over that, but I have 100% control over what I eat, what I drink, and how much rest I get. 100. Can't blame nobody. Can't blame mama.
No.
Can't blame daddy. Can't blame that I was born in the north, south, east, or the west.
That's
can't blame nobody. It's all on me now. It's all up to me now.
I was saying, just like we have like the talk shows and stuff that you do, and just like we have the conferences and things that we do that teaches you stuff, you know, they have TV cooking shows, and there's books out there, and there's so much stuff out there. You know, there are coaches out there, like you're a coach. They have coaches out there that are coach you on eating healthy and doing a lot of things. So we have to invest, just like we invest, like you're talking about, in cars and houses and all this other stuff. We have to invest in our life.
Amen. We must. We must show God that we really are taking care of this body, this vessel.
We said that at the same time.
We are power and the hidden treasure.
Yes.
We must. We've been given authority over. We've been made stewards.
Mm-hmm. You know, we have to watch what we put in, because just like they say, with our thoughts and our mouth and what we, you know, what we say and things like that, and that also goes with the food that we're eating. We have to watch what we're putting into our bodies.
And here's the thing, because things taste good, we built up a taste for something.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way that tastes.
I love that.
And most of us are like that, because that's how you're raised if you're from this country.
That's the whole
society, everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like? Well, we've eaten these things that we've built up a habit for. Well, now we got to replace that habit with a new habit.
Mm-hmm.
And again, let's just try for 1 year. If we don't like it, we can go back to the poor eating habits, the poor diet, the unhealthy diet. You know, just breathing deeply some fresh air. We take all these trips to these wonderful places. Why don't we plan a trip to, why don't we research parts of the world have less pollutants in the air?
Mm-hmm.
That is on the plane and flying to Walt Disney and spending a week down there where there's even more pollutants. Why don't we search, find out the countries or the cities, whatever we can afford. Why don't we find out where the highest content of pure air exists? And why don't we go there for a week, just breathe deeply?
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of the bacteria.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's something you like to give when you're talking, when you're giving demonstrations. You like to give keys. You like to give examples of how to get from point A to point B. So,
yes.
How would you, since we're talking about eating healthy, from number one, maybe to however many you can get, what would you say, what order or what kind of order would you set into starting to get on this health, on eating on this healthy habit?
Amen. God bless you. Yes. The first thing I would suggest, is to pray and ask God to give you the strength. because remember, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So
that was one of my
nice.
Yeah, that was one of my number ones, but okay, go ahead.
So number one, we pray and we get connected, real connected to the source that's going to give us the power to get it done. Number two, go on a fast. Fast from eating. If you can't fast for a week, do 2 days. If you can't do 2 days, do 1 day. If you can't do 1 day, do half a day. Stretch yourself. Go beyond your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
okay.
If you're on all kind of medicines, definitely check with your doctor and get the approval. But if not, if you know you're not on any kind of medicines, you can fast. But remember, part of fasting is mental. I fasted for 21 days, 29 days. It's the longest I've ever fasted with absolutely no food, no nothing, no food, no chips, no mints, no juice, nothing. Water, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
For 29, and I still went to work every day. I still, you know, did things around my house. I still, you know, had to minister to my husband. So I didn't stop doing a whole lot of anything. But through that whole time, I was connected to God in reading and studying and praying. And so I had turned my mental plate over as well. And I began to just go spiritual and talk to the Lord and knew that scripture that says that the body is more than food and life is more than food and the body more than raiment. I read that scripture. Every day, I reminded myself of that scripture.
Mm-hmm.
So, our bodies are more than clothes, and our life is more than food.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I was fast a little bit. Like I said, you can't do a whole lot of it, but do as much as you can do. All right?
Mm-hmm.
The next step I would do is I would get rid of all the behaviors that are going to attract me. Again, you got to change the mindset. You got to change the mind. There would be no thing as changing your eating until you change your mind. That's what Jenny Craig and Weight Watchers and all of those programs do. They help you get a new mindset. And the same thing with any doctor. Any doctor that really wants to help you is going to help you change your thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because without changing your thinking, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. So the same thing with finances. Got to change our mindset. So those are definitely the first three steps, changing the mind, praying, and then also a little fast to break the habit. I'm talking about fasting to break that habit, okay? And then remember, it takes 21 days to create a habit or to break one. So then for 21 days, eat different. And once you may have to change a lot of things. You may have to change some of the people that you hang around. Because if you hang around, if you have that every time they get paid, they want to go eat at this place and that place and that place where there's no healthy food. You may want to break away from them for a good 21 days. And for 21 days, you may want to partner up with someone that is going to walk with you on this journey. This is a journey at this point. It's not a destination. It's a journey. And so you want to hook up with someone like myself, someone else who's on the phone line that may say they want to do this, and then kind of hold each other accountable.
Yeah, okay.
And sometimes sometimes when we try to do things in isolation, you know we're going to sneak and we're going to, cut a corner and we're going to think nobody's watching. But remember, the Bible says, do not make a vow that you don't plan to keep.
That you don't, yeah.
And it says, I'd rather that you not make the vow at all. Don't do it because Coach Lalisa is saying to do it.
Yeah.
Do it because you believe in what I'm saying, is that the health issues we have, high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, heart problems, all the major ones, the doctors, y'all, not just reading what they say. 90% of that is based on what we eat.
Mm-hmm.
What we eat is controlled 100% by you and me.
Mm-hmm.
By you and me. What we take a liking to eat, now, here's the thing. God has told me this. People have shown me this. God is like, Lisa, guess what? Honey, baby, don't worry. If you don't take rest on your own, I can make you rest.
Yeah, he will do it.
If things shut down, you will rest. Oh, I knew a lady once. She was ripping and running and ripping and running.
Mm-hmm.
And she was laid up in the hospital 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
God has been more than lenient with me. Oh, yes, he has. Oh, my God. His grace and mercy has been phenomenal. Because I know some people who run as much as I do didn't make it this long. So I'm like saying, y'all, God, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah.
No, no, no. But it's up midnight and you back up at 5 a.m. No, no, no. That's out. We're leaving that behind. You know the song says, we're leaving. Ain't no stopping us now. We're leaving that life behind.
That behind, yeah. You know, me, I think
yes, I'm
now
at 5 a.m. And I got things to do. But I got to make sure I'm in bed. Yes. Go ahead, Minister God.
With that, I think with me now, because there are a lot of things that I don't like, I have to try them or if I do like a supplement or something. Like, I don't like broccoli, you know, like, and I don't like salad. You know, all the things that are good for you. Those are the things
there
that
are.
I don't.
Oh, sure, there are. And we're going to bring some. We'll talk some more about this tomorrow because we're, you know, out of time for today to get into any deeper discussion of it. So we will definitely continue this tomorrow. And I will bring a list of things. And we can just, and you and I, we're so close together. We live in the same town. We can partner up. Partner up. Don't try to do it yourself. Get a health partner. We at the comp had several women that we should have partners in this. And we won't, and let's not stray. Let's not stray away because of old habits. Let's say facts. Eat based on habits. Let's not try to think we eat any other reason for any other reason. What we eat is because of what we have a habit of eating. It's really not even about what we like, but we tell ourselves that so we can keep doing it. But that's okay because we're going to change the mind. Because it's a habit. It's a habit. We create a habit to eat what we should eat, and let's see if we don't feel better. I'm sure that my body is going to love getting more rest. My husband's going to be happy.
I love that better.
Hear him in the background laughing. Yeah, right, he says. Honey, I'm going to do it. You and me. More rest.
Eating healthy.
See, we got to challenge ourselves.
Yeah.
So we're gonna talk more about it tomorrow because we know we're out of time today. And remember, I definitely have to run after the show today because I have a training to do at 8:30. So I have to rush out the door to get to work to a training.
And I have people that are getting ready to start crying.
Uh-oh. And so tomorrow, so join us back tomorrow for part two of this eating healthy, eating healed. So so if some foreign object does enter our body, hello, that happened that we didn't plan. But when a foreign object enters the body, is our body healthy enough to heal itself? You know, our bodies were made to heal itself. And we got to help. We got to help. We got to help others. We got to help ourselves. But how can we help others if we don't help ourselves? How can I have a great women's ministry, but I can't be healthy enough to carry it out?
That's right.
How can I start a business and have goals and plans for a business to grow? I guy in New York who passed away. I will talk about him tomorrow. Just remind me. That's all we have time for. Thank you, Ms. Patricia Martin.
Yes.
Comments and your questions. Thank you, Hope Harper, for your comments and questions. Thank you, Tina and Keith, and those of them in the chat room. Miss Lisa, for those of you who are listening via other ways, I hope people go back and listen to this show. And let's get our health on track for
Amen. Amen. Lisa.
Yes.
I said there's no stopping us now.
None. Not. Let's do it. We're on the move. Thank you. We'll see you back tomorrow.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.